Let's break down lactate threshold. This represents the highest exercise intensity you can sustain without rapid fatigue, and it serves as the primary physiological determinant of your endurance performance. Unlike VO2 max, which carries genetic limitations, lactate threshold is highly trainable. Think of it as your body's sustainable power ceiling. Look at the benchmarks. Elite marathon runners maintain lactate threshold speeds between 18 and 21 kilometers per hour right through race day. Recreational athletes typically reach their threshold at 65 to 80% of VO2 max, while elite endurance athletes push that number up to 85 to 95%. Because your threshold pace or power output closely mirrors actual race performance for events ranging from 10,000 meters to marathons and 60 to 90 minute time trials, it stands as the most reliable predictor of endurance success. Physiologically, blood lactate concentrations hover around 1 to 2 millimoles per liter at rest. But when exercise intensity exceeds the threshold, those levels can spike beyond 20 millimoles per liter. That's why we train for the maximal lactate steady state. It defines the highest workload you can maintain without continuous lactate accumulation. You can identify your exact threshold heart rate through laboratory testing or out on the course with the practical talk test. When comfortable conversation becomes impossible, you've hit your mark. Improving that threshold hinges on cellular adaptations, primarily mitochondrial biogenesis, regulated by the protein PGC1-alpha. Two main pathways activate this master regulator. High-volume training triggers calcium release via KMK, while high-intensity efforts activate AMPK when cellular energy drops. Shifts in the NAD+ to NADH ratio during intense exercise also activate SIRT1, which removes acetyl groups from PGC1-alpha to further boost mitochondrial production. Lactate itself, alongside epinephrine and controlled reactive oxygen species, directly stimulates these adaptive pathways. This molecular interplay explains exactly why combining varied training intensities yields optimal lactate threshold improvements. But your training stimulus is only half the equation. Nutrition directly influences these adaptations. Carbohydrate periodization consistently outperforms keeping your intake consistently high or consistently low. Athletes should consume 5 to 7 grams of carbs per kilogram of body weight daily during normal training, increasing to 7 to 12 grams per kilogram during intense phases. Research indicates that 81% of endurance athletes, particularly females, consume below those recommended levels, which directly compromises training quality. For any session lasting over 60 to 120 minutes, ingesting approximately 90 grams per hour of a glucose and fructose mix sustains performance. Post-workout, consume 1 to 1.2 grams per kilogram per hour of carbohydrates within 4 hours. Pair that with 20 to 40 grams of protein, and you maximize glycogen restoration and muscle repair. Now, let's address training in a glycogen-depleted or fasted state. It offers specific benefits: enhanced fat metabolism, increased mitochondrial enzyme activity, and stronger AMPK signaling. However, you also pay a physiological price. It reduces power output, increases oxygen cost, and raises injury risk. To balance adaptation and safety, limit fasted or low glycogen sessions to roughly 20% of weekly volume, ideally during base building phases. The sleep low method, evening workouts, skipping carbs overnight, and fasted morning training can be effective, but reserve it for elite athletes with precise periodization. While moderate caloric restriction improves insulin sensitivity and metabolic efficiency, severe deficits rapidly degrade performance and strip lean muscle mass. Let's talk supplements. Caffeine is a proven performance enhancer for lactate threshold training. Consuming 3 to 6 milligrams per kilogram of body weight 30 to 60 minutes before exercise reduces perceived exertion and enhances calcium release in muscle cells, improving contraction efficiency. Just remember to take periodic caffeine breaks of 1 to 2 weeks to maintain its effectiveness. Conversely, synthetic antioxidant supplements should be completely avoided around training sessions. While excessive reactive oxygen species are harmful, controlled ROS production is essential for triggering PGC1-alpha and those mitochondrial adaptations we discussed. Natural antioxidants from whole foods do not interfere with these processes and remain perfectly safe to consume. So, here are your critical takeaways for implementation. First, recognize lactate threshold as your sustainable power ceiling and strongest performance predictor. Second, optimize training by mixing high volume and high intensity sessions to fully activate key molecular pathways. Third, implement carbohydrate periodization. Fuel adequately during intense phases, ingest approximately 90 grams of carbs per hour during long sessions, and prioritize rapid post-workout recovery nutrition. Fourth, use fasted or low glycogen training strategically, capping it at 20% of weekly volume to avoid overtraining. Fifth, leverage caffeine pre-workout for performance gains, but strictly avoid synthetic antioxidants around training to preserve essential adaptations. Consistently applying these evidence-based nutritional and training strategies will elevate your lactate threshold, significantly improving your capacity to sustain high-intensity efforts across any endurance discipline. Execute with precision and let's get to work.